NYC, feds charge 27 people with ties to Tren de Aragua gang. By Paul Bois on April 23, 2025. Federal authorities charged 27 people in New York City with crimes connected to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, which includes racketeering, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, robbery, and firearms offenses. Of the 27 defendants, 21 are in federal custody. 5 were arrested in operations carried out last night and earlier today, according to Fox NY. In a press conference on Tuesday, Borders R. Tom Homan said the arrests will put members of violent gang on the run. "Every member of DEA should be on the run," said Homan. "Because the Trump administration is committed to removing every single member of DEA and MS-13 from this country." Homan also took aim at a lawsuit blocking New York City Mayor Eric Adams from allowing ICE agents on Rikers Island. "I hope the people who filed the lawsuit seize this press conference today. Because what you see today is the result of collaboration between local and federal law enforcement," Homan said. "No one can argue what happened here in the last several months that. It's time for all of us to ask the question, particularly those who are in government who find it more convenient to have a tequila drink with someone who's a gang member. Which side are you on?" Mayor Eric Adams said. When announcing the indictments, Acting U.S. Attorney Matthew Podolsky detailed the alleged crimes. "Today, we have filed charges against 27 alleged members, former members, and associates of Tren de Aragua for committing murders and shootings, forcing young women trafficked from Venezuela into commercial sex work, robbing and extorting small businesses, and selling 2C, a pink powdery drug that has become their calling card," said Podolsky. "Today's indictments make clear that this office will work tirelessly to keep the law-abiding residents of New York City safe," he added. Attorney General Pam Bondi called Tren de Aragua a highly structured terrorist organization. "Tren de Aragua is not just a street gang, it is a highly structured terrorist organization." "Today's indictments and arrests span 3 states and will devastate DEA's infrastructure as we work to completely dismantle and purge this organization from our country," said Bondi. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.